Unit 1. Greek Philosophers of the Golden Age. The Greek city-states were ravaged by wars with Persia, as well as with each other, during the 5th and 6th centuries BC. When the fighting ended around 420 BC, a new Greek culture emerged, particularly in Athens, the most influential city-state. This was Greece's golden age when thinkers distanced themselves from religion, seeking to investigate and explain the universe in terms of logic, mathematics, and philosophy. One of the most influential philosophers of this period was Socrates. Asserting that education was essential to personal growth, he developed a process of inquiry known as the Socratic method and taught it to many young Athenians. The questions he asked appeared simple. What is courage? What is duty? But in answering them, students were forced to think for themselves and re-examine their core beliefs. Socrates also used this method to expose the inconsistencies and injustices of Athenian politicians. This earned him many enemies, and in 399 BC, he was put on trial for corrupting the youth. Had he recanted his beliefs or apologized for his actions, he would have been acquitted, but Socrates felt truth was on his side. He refused, was found guilty, and was executed. Socrates' influence by no means diminished with his death, as demonstrated by one of his students, Plato, who agreed with Socrates on many issues. For instance, the two philosophers felt that democracy was a failed form of government, as it allowed those without wisdom to assume positions of power. Rather, both Plato and Socrates advocated rule by a select group of philosophers. Yet, Plato also wrote about many of his own ideas on the nature of reality. True reality, he believed, was not represented in the world we know via the five senses. Instead, every object, material or immaterial, was an imperfect manifestation of the perfect idea of that object, its form. It was only through logic that perfect forms could be experienced. For example, Plato argued that while very few perfect squares exist in nature, the geometrical form of a perfect square can be conceived easily by the laws of mathematics. Plato, in turn, taught the talented Aristotle, who excelled in and studied nearly every investigative field known at the time. Aristotle developed drastically different notions about reality than his teacher, however. He disagreed that idealized forms exist separately from the objects we see. For Aristotle, an object's true nature, which he called its essence, existed within it and could be ascertained through sensory experience. He went on to become a teacher himself, and encouraged his students to examine samples, be they of plants, animals, rocks, political systems, or literary works, and critically dissect and categorize them to determine the essence of each object and its place in the cosmos. This process of categorization is one of the key elements of modern science. Modern-day thinkers, whether concerned with science, psychology, or spirituality, are indebted to the philosophers of the Golden Age. Socrates' method of inquiry, Plato's emphasis on logic, and Aristotle's unyielding examination of sensory evidence have each greatly informed the ways in which we see the world.